Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to BizBev Pods, a shot-off quiz, where I am joined by, as always, Will Keating.
Hello, Foxy.
How's it going?
It's going great. Sun is shining. Weather is sweet. Makes you want to move those dancing feet.
Well, I was at a wedding last night, so the dancing feet were on display, and today the feet are a little bit lazier.
Is the head a little bit sore as well?
Not bad, actually, because we've been in like a little shift towards non-alc beverages in the last couple of episodes. Are very, very impressed with the non-alc selection at the bar last night. So there were three beers on draft that were all non-alc. Then there was a further four non-alc beers or malt beverages in the fridge. And then there was also non-alc gin, non-alc wine, and non-alc, some sort of spirit liqueur as well. Not that I tried all of them, but I did switch up the beers every so often into a non-alc.
Are you sure this was an Irish wedding?
Oh, very much so. Yep.
Times have changed, I guess.
Times have changed. You know, people socialize differently.
In my day, the thing was if you had to make sure that you had a Smithwick's tap for the wedding, because Smithwick's was only 3.8% ABV, and if people were going to go at it fierce and awful hard, Smithwick's was a great option, because you could sup away on Smithwick's all day and all night, or at least that was the theory.
There was many a stag that survived his stag weekend by sticking to Smithwick's.
100%. Or the odd serendipitous and maybe surreptitious, rather, Smithwick's Shandy, which I'm very partial to.
So, just to be clear, we're not actually sponsored by Smithwick's for this episode.
The thing about the Smithwick's Shandy, though, is that it's very particular. You have to have half Smithwick's and half red lemonade.
That is true. And it has to be like TK red lemonade or what was the other one? Corcoran's Country Spring red lemonade.
Oh, God, Country Spring, the 3 litre bottle.
3 litre bottle. If you're a good lad, they sometimes let you bring the bottle down to the table so you wouldn't have to go up and keep order.
Well, those are the kind of facts that people came for, but we do have some other facts, some quiz facts, I believe.
Well, we do, but before we get into the quiz, Will, I thought that we would just mention again that this is not paid for by Smithwick's. We are ad-free, and one of the ways that we get to keep the podcast ad-free is based on our listenership support. So you might mention again that we now have a little subscription model.
Yes, so we have turned on the subscription button. So you now have the ability to go into our show notes and either click on a link to support the show, or if you go to www.businessofbeverages.com, you should see a little heart button somewhere up towards the top right-hand corner. If you click on that, it'll bring you through to an option to support the show, where a couple of quid every month, if you can afford it, would be much appreciated. And as you say, helps us to keep the show ad-free. Otherwise, we're going to have to start hawking ourselves around to every Tom, Dick and Harry to try and keep the cost of the podcast down.
And we are absolutely not above groveling.
Genuinely, if people feel that we provide value, and I think that we should do, considering, you know, there hasn't been a cost up till now, and there are hundreds of hours of content and interviews with really insightful people and inspirational people, then I would love people to just stick their hand in their pocket, you know, and get the old credit card details out. It would be much appreciated.
Yes, and Will does have a holiday to pay for, so, you know, very much appreciated this time of year. All right, you know what, Will? We should probably keep the content going.
Yes, well, let's do that. Let's keep going. Let's do a shot of.
Excellent. Now, as always, Will, I'm going to ask you, would you like to ask the questions first, or would you like to answer those questions first?
I'm going to ask the questions first.
Okay. Mind game starting already.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you do. I'm hoping to catch you while you're still hungover. So, let's see. For 5 points, Foxy, this legendary drink was first launched in 1988, although some assume it to be far older.
Legendary since 1988.
Yes.
Wow.
Legendary. The use of the word legendary is very deliberate.
Oh, I don't know why, but Beru vodka is sticking out in my head because, you know, Brian Beru is a bit of a legend. Something I haven't actually seen for a long time now. So possibly that's been discontinued. I don't think it is Beru vodka, though. So I think I am going to guess something like Dr. Pepper.
Oh. So no. No to Brew Vodka and no to Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is definitely older than 1988. And Brew Vodka was launched around mid-90s. It was launched by the same guys who launched Clontarf Whiskey. I think PJ Rigney may have been involved as well. But either way, no is the short answer. However, for 4 points, first brewed to celebrate the wedding of a local publican's daughter, this beer is made with pale, crystal, and chocolate malts and is full of mischievous character.
Okay. So give me those ingredients again.
So it's pale, crystal, and chocolate malts.
Pale, crystal, and chocolate, so slightly darker colour.
Oh, yeah.
And brewed for a
publican's daughter's wedding.
Is it McArdle's?
It is not McArdle's. Oh. You're not a million miles away. You're not a million miles away at all. But the mischievous character is something there to think about.
Yeah.
So, originating in Witney, Oxfordshire, in the UK, this beer gained a cult following through bold branding and tongue-in-cheek advertising, including the famous, "What's the matter, lager boy? Afraid you'll taste something."
It's Hobgoblin.
It is Hobgoblin. Yes, congratulations. Well done. Legendary and mischievous.
Mischievous. Yeah.
Hobgoblin. So yeah, "What's the matter, lager boy?" I think is one of the classic all-time beer advertisings.
Yeah, I was quite a fan of Hobgoblin and their beers. They were one of the first kind of UK craft beers I think you could get over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And they sort of gained a lot of distribution. So they were owned by, so the brewery is called the Witchwood Brewery in Oxfordshire, and they kind of have this, they developed this theme of sort of characters and witches and hobgoblins, and it just caught fire for them. Once they got the distribution right, they were owned by Marsden's and now I think Carlsberg ultimately, and they actually grew to become the number three bottled ale in the UK, which is what you would have got for 2 points, and their mythical main character. And then for 1 point, brewed by Witchwood Brewery and named after a folklore character who wields an axe on the front of the bottle.
Excellent. I didn't know it was brewed originally for a wedding.
Yes, there you go. So there's the link to your recent festivities.
Yeah, excellent. Well,
3 points well earned.
I'm quite happy with that. You probably should have kept Lager Boy for one of the 2 pointers. It was quite a strong tagline.
Yeah. But I hear it's the kind of thing, once you know, and I thought maybe he won't remember it, but yeah, I was pretty sure you would get it on that.
All right. Well, let's see how you do with my ones, which I'm going to tell you straight off the bat are not wedding related at all. For 5 points, the recipe for this beverage first appeared in an issue of the Michigan Farmer in 1852. And the first patent was granted in 1865.
They're good clues. So say it again. Did you say this drink or this beer?
This beverage. The recipe for this beverage first appeared in an issue of the Michigan Farmer in 1852, with the first patent granted in 1865.
Goodness me. Okay, so something that was being made, recipes published, and then there was a patent granted a few years later. Something in the kind of Midwest of the US. Oh, sarsaparilla.
It's not sarsaparilla. Good guess, though.
I don't know where that came from, but yeah, sarsaparilla.
Yeah. It's not sarsaparilla, not many miles away, but it's not sarsaparilla. So even though, for 4 points, it has been in existence since 1852, the most popular brand only came about in 1986 and was actually the first overt product placement in the TV show Baywatch.
Oh, what a fact. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is a non-alcoholic drink.
Yes.
Almost certainly. And I want to say root beer. Root beer is what I want to say. But I'm just thinking root beer doesn't really sit with me for Baywatch. I don't see Baywatch in root beer. And then the biggest brand for root beer is probably AW or something like that. I'm going to go root beer anyway. Root beer.
You're incredibly close. It's not root beer, but you're incredibly close. And AW is actually the brand that was featured in Baywatch.
But not root beer.
So you'll definitely get on this one. You'll 100% get on this one. So although predominantly served as a clear liquid in the US, there are also pink versions. But in Africa and Asia, it is predominantly green in color.
Oh, mind blowing. So I want, so does that change my mind? Cream soda.
It is cream soda.
Oh, thank God. I'm just trying to think of green cream soda. Really?
Yes, absolutely. So in Japan and various other parts of Asia, it is a green liquid. There appears to be one brand of it in Africa, around Eritrea, I think, which is also served green, owned by the Coca-Cola company. And then, well, for 2 points, I was going to tell you that it can be drank straight from the can or bottle or used predominantly to make an ice cream float.
Oh, yes.
Which apparently in Australia is called a spider.
You learn something new every day.
And for 1 point, there are regional variations of this beverage, which has led to it being called, amongst other things, champagne cola in the Caribbean and creaming soda in Australia.
Ah.
So it turns out Australia have a cream soda, which is a dark root beer type beverage. So what we know as cream soda is sold in Australia as creaming soda.
Jam, jelly, you know, there's always little variations, but... fantastic. Yeah, well done.
There you go. 3-3.
Great clues.
Excellent. Well, I enjoyed that.
3-3 draw.
Yep. I'm quite impressed with my performance after a long night of dancing and imbibing.
Listen, congratulations. I can only hope that we can do battle again soon.
Well, we will in 2 weeks.
In the meantime, people can go click on the support the show link and maybe sign up for a subscription. Please.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
My children need wine.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes.